This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados records its eighth road fatality after a motorcyclist dies in Tudor Bridge crash. A University of the West Indies expert on criminal justice and security blames gun imports for violence but urges Barbadians not to panic. The Barbados Nurses Association calls for better safety and urges an end to attack on nurses, and the breakwater repairs at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex well underway. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded its eighth road fatality for the year. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite says the accident happened around 4:37 yesterday afternoon along Tudor Bridge Road, St. Michael.
Police at Black Rock Station received a report of an accident along Tudor Bridge Road involving a motorcycle and a motor car. Police responded to the area, and initial investigations have shown that a motorcyclist was traveling towards the city, whilst a motor car was traveling away from the city. When along Tudor Bridge Road, they became involved in an accident. As a result of that accident, the rider of the motorcycle succumbed to his injuries at the scene. A medical doctor was summoned. That doctor arrived, examined the body, and pronounced death. Investigations are continuing into the matter. We are appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time and may have witnessed this accident to please contact the Black Rock Police Station.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey, says the real problem behind Barbados's recent surge in gun violence is the flood of illegal firearms into the country. He told Starcom Network News, it's clear that too many guns are getting in, mostly from the U.S., and that's fueling violence, not just in Barbados, but across the Caribbean. Professor Bailey says police are right to focus on getting guns off the streets, but warns that law enforcement alone is not enough.
Even at the best of times, there is very, very little that Caribbean governments can do about upsurges in violence without the flood of guns coming into the country being stemmed. And this is not something that is unique to Barbados. Of course, as we all know, countries like Jamaica and Trinidad have been seeing this for a long time. It is clear that that has reared its head here. But, you know, this is a chronic problem, the flood of guns coming into the region from the United States. There is very little that can be done without that being stemmed. And so the police, they are targeting the right thing to try and get the guns off the street. We know that social interventions are necessary in terms of crime prevention efforts, but I think that it's really, really important that we do understand also that that has to be in tandem with a tightening of law enforcement measures and mechanisms. They are doing that.
Professor Bailey urged the public not to panic, stressing this isn't the first time Barbados has seen a spike in violent crime, and he doesn't believe it's a sign the country is losing control.
This is not the first time Barbados has had surges in violent crime. That is not to downplay what is occurring. Violent crime tends to ebb and flow. You tend to have spikes, it comes down. Because there's an upsurge now, it does not mean that from here it is going to spiral out of control. And so while I can understand people's panic, I would say that it is important not to feel that this is necessarily the start of Barbados's violent crime spiraling out of control. Relative to other countries, Barbados Police Service has a pretty good record as it relates to clear-up rates for crime generally and for violent crime specifically. So that's always a good thing to think about. But there is no doubt that the level of gun violence is a concern.
Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey. The Barbados Nurses Association is condemning the latest attack on healthcare workers after three nurses were injured by a patient at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital yesterday morning. President of the association, Dr. Faye Paris, stressed that violence against nurses is not new, but it's unacceptable and must be addressed. She said after meeting with the management of the QEH and affected nurses, immediate safety measures have been put in place.
The Barbados Nurses Association received reports of yet another violent incident involving nurses, this time at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. BNA visited QEH, spoke with the affected nursing staff and administration, and was assured that the matter is under investigation. Immediate safety steps have been taken, and counseling is being arranged. Nurse safety remains our top priority. In response to growing concerns of nurses, BNA has invited the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Health and Wellness, and his team to a virtual town hall with our general membership this week. We await confirmation of the date and time.
She's calling on the QEH to install panic buttons on all wards and urges the public to stop attacking nurses.
We also urge nurses to take proactive steps to protect themselves. Over the past 2 weeks, BNA has started facilitating the provision of self-defense sessions and safety first webinars, both eligible for continuing education credits. BNA invites all nurses, nursing personnel, and nursing students to make use of this opportunity to learn the skills to protect themselves. BNA is calling for panic buttons on all wards and urgent review of safety protocols to better protect nurses in crisis. And to the public, stop the violence against nurses. They care for you. Let's care for them.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris. The government of Barbados, the Social Partnership, and the International Labour Organization have officially launched a program aimed at promoting fair and inclusive work practices. The 2025-2030 Decent Work Country program, signed yesterday, is the second of its kind and focuses on building a more equitable labour market through stronger systems, modern legislation, and social protection. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Labour Colin Jordan called the programme essential to the country's resilience and long-term development.
We will not be able to survive unless we have systems, structures, and a country that is able to withstand the vagaries of the international economic system, the geopolitical system, the vagaries of climate, the rapid transformations brought about by technological advancement. And so if we are to ensure that we grow as a country, that our growth is sustainable, then we need to build systems that will facilitate that. That is the reason why a decent work country program at this juncture in our development is critically important for the world of work.
Minister of Labour Colin Jordan. Meantime, General Secretary of the BWU, Tony Moore, welcomed the initiative, saying it paves the way for long overdue labour reforms.
We believe that it is important for us to have labour legislation brought under one code, because we recognize in having the pieces of legislation brought under one code that it also provides an opportunity for us to do a number of things. Modernize the labor laws that need to be modernized. It also provides an opportunity in our discussions for us to see clearly where there are gaps that need to be addressed under one code. So we are excited about the possibility.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. And finally, just 1 year after Hurricane Beryl destroyed the breakwater at the Bridgetown fisheries and several boats, things are back on track with a stronger fishing sector in sight. This, according to Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox, who revealed that several boats were either back in the water or nearing final repairs. Dr. Cox was speaking during a tour of the new breakwater being rebuilt to the tune of $30 million, while the overall rehabilitation project at other sites damaged is backed by a World Bank $108 million injection.
This vessel called Cleaverston, a 36-foot boat, was successfully launched. The sea trial was done last Tuesday, and I'm pleased to report that it's officially registered in our registry at the Fisheries Division. So we can see that a year after Beryl, we are making significant progress, and we continue to work assiduously to make sure that the fisheries sector not only gets back to where it was before Beryl. I think we want to chart the way forward for even a more resilient and successful fishing industry.
Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox. Recapping the headlines, Barbados records its 8th road fatality after a motorcyclist dies in a Tudor Bridge crash. A UWI expert on criminal justice and security blames gun imports for violence but urges Barbadians not to panic. The Barbados Nurses Association calls for better security and urges an end to attacks on nurses. And the breakwater repairs at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex well underway. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.